What is freedom?
Freedom of speech.
At this point, free speech is nothing more than a nuisance.
Freedom of worship.
Wake up, Christian America. You are being mocked.
Freedom from want.
We would actually go in Walmart and clean ourselves up before we go to
school. Yeah, in the bathroom.
Save some money.
Freedom from fear.
I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear.
Freedom from fear was one of the first casualties of World War II. And fear is where we begin our week-long examination of the state of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's four freedoms today. What Roosevelt didn't know in January of 1941 was that in under a year's time, the Japanese would attack Pearl Harbor, thrusting the United States into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
For Japanese American Setsuko Winchester, the infamy was how the United States turned on itself during World War II. She's a ceramicist and former NPR journalist, and as outraged as she is about the Pearl Harbor attacks, this freedom from fear has a deeply personal and painful connotation. After Pearl Harbor, Japanese Americans were rounded up and held in internment camps. Setsuko has been telling their story with handmade tea bowls, painted yellow, that she photographs at the sites of internment camps she's visited around the country. Setsuko says the bowls are her symbol of fear as a freedom promised and as a freedom withdrawn.
I think he thought that he was going to make America safe for Americans, and that Americans deserve to be able to go to bed feeling safe within their homes. For example, that's the painting that's depicted in Norman Rockwell's painting in the Four Freedoms Rotunda in Stockbridge at his the Norman Rockwell Museum. When I go visit that painting, I think he did not mean it for me.
No.
And that freedom from fear meant freedom from me, that I'm what people were fearful of. Because if I was born, you know, in a different age and it was 1942 today, I know that I would be the target of that fear. My family would be told to assemble at some racetrack and then sent in covered trains to someplace out in the middle of a desert and left there for 4 years. They would have lost their businesses and their homes, and no one would ever talk about it again.
Yeah. And the Japanese internment experience that you're describing there is both a fear that motivated an extraordinary loss of freedom for American citizens, Japanese Americans in this case. And it raised the question of freedom from fear. What so many Americans fear is not something outside our borders, but fear of what the American government might do during this 2016 campaign. Are you having thoughts about that?
Yes, I think that it feels very, very similar. By 1942, most of them had been born there or had lived there for decades, and still they were considered foreigners. And I know today I'm still considered a foreigner. I'm not an American. Asians are not Americans. Asians are not part of the American story. They're almost invisible. And even the fact that Japanese internment happened is invisible. What part of my project was to visit the camps because I didn't learn about it growing up. And I finally decided when my husband, who's a writer, became an American citizen in 2011, I had to think about what it meant to be an American. Who's an American? You know, who belongs here, and how long do you have to be here to be considered an American? And I realized that I had to find out my history. And my history is not being Japanese. My history is being Japanese American.
What do your ceramics represent in this art project?
I'm a ceramicist, and I hand-pinch 120 tea bowls, and I glaze them various shades of yellow. And they're all different sizes, and they're supposed to represent people. I made 120 to represent 120,000 individuals that were incarcerated. Some were children. A lot of them were children. Some were mothers, fathers. They were just human.
Is it sensitive for you as a Japanese American to raise this issue? Have you heard from other Japanese Americans?
Well, I haven't really tried to tell anybody. I just started doing it for myself. It was just a personal response, and I decided I wanted to visit the camps, and people started asking about it and sort of taken on a life of its own, especially when I took it to the Four Freedoms Park in New York.
What was that like?
It was exhilarating in a way that I can look at the phrases that FDR wrote and show that I know I'm not part of it, and I don't see why.
It's an emotional issue.
Yeah, I think I've never really talked about it before, especially not publicly. And it's not something that you get taught in school. I know everybody says they're taught in school. A lot of people say that. But I also know a lot of people. I was out in L.A., and I asked all kinds of people, and a lot of them say, I've never heard of that. I didn't know that. And if they do learn about it, they say that it was inevitable, that the Japanese had to be put away. But I have to say the Germans weren't put away. Neither was the mayor of New York, who was Italian.
Is part of the message of your art project and the passion that you feel for all of this is that not even really FDR understood the vigilance that's required to preserve this of the four freedoms, this freedom from fear, and that's part of the statement you're trying to make?
Yes. I think FDR understood it, but I think that he had to do it. I think he was a politician, you know. Eleanor Roosevelt fought him. She's my hero. I think she really understands what America is about and stood up for it. But in the end, you know, she had to support her husband.
What do you think the message of these T-bulls is in thinking about freedom from fear in today's world?
I just want to remind people that, you know, fear is human. It's natural, but and I understand that. I understand that the people are afraid, but that most human beings, and I truly believe this, want to cooperate. They'd rather build something together than to destroy things. And being Japanese, I think, you know, when you live in a country where there's so many earthquakes and tidal waves and tsunamis, and it's hard to build something together. Most people in America come here because they believe in America's message. And I do, too. I think that it's pretty amazing that people from all over the world, all kinds of religions, all kind of ethnicities, can get together and create some place like New York and get along. And it's so magical and rich. And I hope that that doesn't have to die because people are afraid.
Setsuko Winchester, Japanese-American ceramicist, former NPR journalist, and a passionate artist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.